Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routine to call a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to bed in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot.
Sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hee hee! Hee hee! King Shaziz the Terrible! All rise for King Shaziz the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table!
Awe, 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 awe
something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello everybody, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Old King Shazoo's the Terrible hit the wrong snooze button. Excuse me. Oh, what a world. Yeah, that's this is gonna be a really interesting one. Hey, stay tuned. I'm gonna throw on another tune and then give me a coffee and wake up. Peace and love, everybody.
I'm Shazam the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
If I were my boss, I would fire me. Yeah, that's what I'd do. I'd be coming here and I'd be saying, "Oh, Shazam, you're fired. Get out. Head on down the road." I wonder if you could fire yourself. All right, well, anyway. So, yeah. I stayed up really late last night. And I was working on the static motor, redesigning a few things, and once again created another setback for me, but in all actuality kind of made it just a little bit better than it was before. So I'm hoping to get that thing accomplished so that I can get some sleep at night. Anyway, I'm waiting around for some of the knights to call in. If anybody wants to join in, on the call, just call, man. Oh, man. Sometimes you should just not get out of bed. Buddy called me about 5 minutes till 8 o'clock my time, and phone rang. And I realized that the last time I hit the snooze button, I hit the dismiss button instead of the snooze button. Yeah. And I went back to sleep. But I'm here and not doing a very good job of myself here. So what's going on out there in the world today, folks? Anything interesting? Normally I jump up and I grab on a bit of the news because I got a couple hours before the show, and I take a look around and I see what's out there going on in the world. I know that last night before I went to sleep, I jumped down there and I found one of the most disgusting videos out there on the internet. Don't know about it being true or not true, and don't know what to believe or not believe anymore. The name of the video down here, it says Major Food Corporation using tissues from aborted fetuses for food. Now, either one of two things is going on here. Either society has deteriorated so poorly, so bad, so beyond all comprehension that mankind has just turned to the worst. Other than that, the only other option is that somebody put a video out there for hoax purpose to get people riled up or whatever, propaganda. Anyway, what I put on there in the comment on that specific video is, how do you verify and prove this to be true? If it is true, then number one, it is beyond disgusting. And number two, these companies and all involved need to be so far under the jail they will never see the light of day. This world is so jacked up, I don't know what to believe or who to trust anymore. Prove this to me, and I will make sure not a single soul on this planet is unaware of it. Now, I've seen some terrible things in my life, folks. I've seen some things that no man or woman should ever have to see. Some pretty bad things. But if societies came down to that, to a total lack of morality to where you would do something that disgusting, all I can say is this, you know, fire up the rockets and get me off this planet. Because I don't want to live in a planet like that, you know. That's just beyond disgusting. That's beyond evil, beyond nasty. Like I said, I've seen some horrifying things in my life. But if society is stooped that low, then I don't even think I want to be on this planet. I don't think I want to be human anymore. So, one has to ask the question, who would benefit from putting out information such as what we see out here on the internet? Who would stand to gain from scaring the heck out of everybody and to disgust them to the point where they didn't even want to go to the restaurant anymore, didn't want to eat or anything? You know, I think about this, and I think about it hard because I look out there and I see all this stuff out here on YouTube and on the social media networks, all the people out there trying to warn everybody of all the things going on in the world. And I don't even know if, to some extent, we're not being psychologically manipulated to the extreme to some cases. You know, to get already upset individuals riled up to bring about a civil war or something. You know, if you tell lies to people, you can manipulate them, you know, using their heartstrings and their anger and their frustration. I walk up and down the roads in my own local communities, and I don't see a lot of what this internet tells me about. I do see a lot of individuals that are sick and a lot of individuals that are on some sort of medication of some sort. I see a lot of troubles in the world. I just see society going so far away from what it used to be. As I was coming up in my youth, being raised by my grandparents and my mom, my stepdads, I've seen a lot of stuff. But out here, down in the matrix that we call the internet, social media, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. A lot of doomsday scenarios. You know, I had to go through my subscriptions over there on YouTube because I pretty much subscribe to a whole lot of channels because I'm just kind of interested in just a bit of everything, just what's going on. I had to literally go through my subscribers and start getting away from ones that were just so negative. Continuous doomsday this, doomsday that, prepper this, prepper that. On one hand, people be mocked for being a prepper, for being a conspiracy theorist. Yet on the other hand, somebody out there behind the scenes is pushing information such as that. Pushing information such as all the store shelves in Walmart empty. You know, many store shelves, buildings closing down. Earthquakes and crazy stuff going on in the weather. You know, wars, rumors, wars, plagues, famines, pestilence. Either we're living in the apocalypse, either we're living in the last days according to the biblical sense, or this world has just gone insane. You know, I always talk about the dream, the ultimate dream, man, the making the world a better place. And I tell you, there have been so many times whenever I just was ready to quit. I was just so worn out, so tired, just ready to walk away. Saddened because I feel like that all that I shouted out, all the love that I put out to the world, it just kept going out and going out and going out, and it just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to bring about the change that I know that we're capable of as human beings. And so many times I literally wanted to up and walk away. But then I'd be outside of the door of the Matrix. And it'd be drawing me back in. I peek back in, I look in, I see what's going on down in there. Awesome timing. Alright. You got terrible timing.
Really?
Yeah, hold on, I gotta turn you down. Anyway. I like right in the moment. In the doom 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 doom.
I just read the message to see that you said call me.
Alright, well that was 8:22 and now it's 8:35. Alright, listen. Okay, I'm going to try to get back into the what I was trying to say here. I'm standing outside the Matrix. Could you mute your microphone there for a minute? Thanks. maybe I'm not the only one to hit this snooze button this morning. I hit the wrong snooze button. Anyway, I finally get myself pulled away from it all. I step outside the Matrix. And I'm just peeking back in every once in a while to see what's going on. I know all my friends are down inside the Matrix. I know where they're all at. I've got it all mapped out, you know. It's kind of like that roughest part of town that some folks just won't go down into certain areas in town because, you know, gangs or, you know, just drugs or whatever, bad areas. But if you know the right place and the right people, you can go into any area in the world and you're perfectly safe. You know, you blend in, so to speak. It's like that song, Take a Walk on the Wild Side or something like that, you know. But there's certain parts inside the Matrix where you don't go. There, you know, it is just like life out in the real world. You know where you can go get drugs out there in the real world. In every single community, you know where the drugs are, you know where the rednecks are, you know where the hippies and the freaks, geeks and weirdos are. You know society so well, inside and out, in your general vicinity. You know where to go, where not to go, and you can actually be a guide to others, say, you know, if you want to go down in this area, don't do this and do this and be careful about that and look over here and watch your money. Same way, I've been overseas in the Philippines. I've been in Hong Kong, Thailand, Korea, Philippines, Singapore, Japan, all over the place. And there's places in every single one of these where sailors who've been there before, they can tell you where to go and where not to go from experience of where they got mugged or they didn't get mugged or took an advantage of financially. So I peek back in the Matrix and I come down there to see my friends who are also trying to figure out a way to sort it all out. Figure out a way through this mess. To make the world a better place. And I don't know if it's all some big old psychological operation and we're all just crazy or what. I do know that if society has stooped as low as what that video said, I'm ready to rumble, man. You know, that's like the straw that broke the camel's back. How far can you go before you push somebody so completely over the edge that they just go beyond insane? And I believe it's all designed that way. We've had some pretty amazing conversations offline, you know, about different subjects. We've had conversations about the battle between good and evil and who's in charge at the top and who isn't in charge. But the mainstream media, it's all Pete and repeat, you know. Pete and repeat got in the boat and Pete fell out, who'd be left? It's all the same thing, same characters, same lies, same propaganda. Elect me and I'll save you on taxes. It just don't seem to work out like that. Now we're looking out here at Iran sending an armada of warships towards Yemen, alarming U.S. officials. Yellowstone supervolcano magnitude 2.1 and more earthquakes not reported. IMF warns regulators to brace for global liquidity shock. And here's one that'll really get you. Surprise, the 1986 dead Challenger crew still alive and well. DHS seeks to buy access to your private data for tracking. Smart meters expose health effects from EMF radio frequency radiation. Explosion, Afghanistan, 33 dead, 100 injured by ISIS. Extreme chaos, tornadoes, hail, snow, fog, wind, rain hits America. Get ready for volcanic eruption that could end the world, scientists warn. What is a proton in 316 seconds? DOD creates a vaccine to cure you of your religious beliefs.
What? That's crazy. That's messed up, man. I've heard it all now.
Yeah. Hey, if you're a Christian, we can cure that, brother. One of two ways. There was a cannibal caveman in Somerset. Now in the heck. I give up, man. Walmart plumbing code, word, tunnels underground. Found John Hutchinson Field Stress Detector Dial. Hey, that's Ryan Abrams there. Jade Helm designed to take America directly into World War III. Magnetic induction updated. UFO orbs filmed over Atlanta by airline passengers. CIA ISS bio attack warn spells death for all dogs in America. Now the dogs ain't even safe for Pete's sake. NASA, the end of mankind, leaked document 2013 on YouTube. Alert, Putin says ready to work with the United States. There's one about bulldogs and butterscotch.
Well, obviously, Putin is willing to work with them because didn't some Americans just go up to the space station? So who'd they hitch a ride on?
That's a good question, you know. What happens if World War III comes about? You know, are they going to be like up here duking it out in the space station?
No, they'll be eating popcorn watching it happen.
Yeah, hey, I got $5 on your side. So, you know, Walmart plumbing problems. Public extermination project. Does ISIS control T-waves? Whatever that is. Making Lisa's wedding ring. That's a video. Top secret document exposes weapons the government can use on citizens in the event of martial law. Sound cannons and all kinds of stuff. China struggles for water security and military buildups of new islands. Game changer. Scientists find the key to turbocharging immune systems to fight cancer. Outrage. 2,200 Walmart workers unemployed one day after odd circumstances. Here's a video that says, take my junk, laugh out loud. Nuclear Iran. D DIY tuna can stove. Yeah, and people wonder why people are going insane. Seriously? Come on, man. It is everything. It's all there. Exposed. Millions of girls given vaccines secretly spiked with sterilization. Rumor that the Abadi may have made a soft announcement to Iraq Dinar, whatever that means. Monster marijuana to become reality as Monsanto patents GMO products. Great. You ever seen the video, the movie Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Could you imagine a giant marijuana plant chasing everybody down the street, trying to devour them, or with a giant big lighter trying to smoke them or something?
That'd be pretty cool. I think that'd be a lot of people's dreams to be chased by some weed.
Yeah, well, it's going to be like this, every man for himself. Either the weed's going to smoke you, or you're going to smoke the weed, one or two. That would make one heck of a sci-fi video, man. Giant pot plant chasing somebody around with an Uzi or something like that and a bong. It throws the people up in the bong and starts toking away. I mean, how much less crazy is what I just said than what's going on out there in the world, really? It's insane, man. But Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, Attack of the Cannabis Plant, the Killer Cannabis. What is the high-tech terminology for cannabis? I know there's got to be something. Either way,
that is the word, cannabis.
Maybe, but I thought there was something like just really super high tech, you know, that scientists would call, you know, the wacky weed, the wacky tobacco, pot, ganja, I don't know.
Well, I know the chemistry of it has an extra molecule of oxygen.
Well, so, I can see this now, man. It'd be just like the zombie apocalypse. You go outside, everything looks all quiet, and you'll be like, it's quiet out here. Yeah, it's too quiet. And then all of a sudden, you see something rustling over there in the weeds.
And it's all this
giant, 7-foot monster plant of cannabis comes walking out carrying an Uzi and a bong, and it looks at you and it says, it's your turn.
Yeah. It's a Canada sold its weed supplies and its weed factory to the United States.
What kind of purpose would Monsanto have to genetically modify weed? Marijuana, grass,
no, wheat.
Wacky tobacco. Would it be more weed, or a weed that would be more like a buy my nachos kind of weed?
No, I was talking about like grain, wheat. Canada sold all its wheat factories and its board to the United States. Grain.
No, I'm saying that article there was the one talking about how there was going to be a monster marijuana plant because Monsanto was going to genetically modify it.
Well, they already have been genetically modifying pot plants for a long time now.
Well, what if they put some sort of weird, you know, like they was putting spider genes in goats to get really spider goat milk, where they can make a really super strong fibers like Kevlar kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're mainly using it for the strips to stop the jets on the boats. You know that strip there that when the jet comes down, lands on the boat, it stops the jet from going overboard.
Yeah,
that's what they were mainly using with the sheep because they couldn't produce enough of it.
Man, either way, tampering around with nature like that, that is just, you ever seen that show, it was about a doctor lived out on an island, and he was like genetically altering people, and you like had half goat men, and it was just all kinds of weird monsters that he made out of people by splicing genes between different animals and stuff like that. What in the heck was the name of that movie? It was messed up, man.
Well, movie, look at our earlier ancient Egyptians. They were showing and depicting pictures all over the walls of half-human and goats and chickens and stuff like that.
Well,
so, like, the only way you for creatures to exist like that is to be genetically modifying them. Because you can't go and have, you know, sex with a goat and make goat humans. You have to genetically do it.
Man, I wouldn't want to do that anyway. That's just nasty, man. There's
been rumors about all the Marines with sheep now on the...
I've heard the same thing about the Taliban and the ISIS and the Al-Qaeda out there making happy with sheep and goats and stuff like that. Man, I want to turn this into a porn show, but that's disgusting. There's just some things.
Your detail is a little more graphic than mine.
Yeah, there's just some things that are just so wrong. You know, like this article, this doggone video I talked about. Their major food corporation used tissues from aborted babies to manufacture flavor additives. My God, seriously. And in this video, there's a long list of all these things that the youth supposedly use this stuff in. So I type in a comment up there. I'll go ahead and read it again, what I said. Because it's just, how do you verify and prove this to be true? If it is true, number one, it is beyond disgusting, and number two, these companies and all involved need to be so far into the jail that they will never see the light of day. This world is so jacked up, I don't know what to believe or who to trust. Prove this to me, and I will make sure that not a single soul on this planet is unaware of it. I mean, this is like, for me, the straw that broke the camel's back. You always hear about terrible stories about people spitting in your foods at restaurants. That's nasty. That's bad. But for corporations, if this was truly the truth, if it is the truth, and everybody found out you can't even drink a Pepsi, you can't drink a soda that your favorite, like a Mountain Dew or whatever it is that you normally used to eating because of this. It's just, and they didn't ask nobody. If they did this, they didn't ask nobody. They didn't give nobody the knowledge. You know, it's not like, you know, they was talking about whether or not to put genetically modified on labels of food products. They don't tell you what's all in the vaccine. They don't break it down to how they do these things. They just do it. And people follow so blindly into it, it wouldn't surprise me none. But if this is the case, I'm beyond disgusted. I'm beyond sickened. And literally, man, if I had my finger on the big red button, and it was a matter of whether or not this world would come together tomorrow or go apart instantaneously, I'm afraid at this point in the game, I might just push that button. And what would bring a person to that? The last final straw. The straw that broke the camel's back. How far can you actually be pushed before you literally go, as they say, postal in the world?
So we are allowing ourselves to be pushed. We allow everything to happen to us.
Justin, you and I are not allowing. You and I are not allowing. We're not shutting up about it. We are not allowing. We are not agreeing. We are not conforming. We are not. And I won't. I won't never conform. And there's the problem. As long as I'm not going to be conforming, you throw any kind of news out there that tells me that the government's doing something wrong or that society is twisted in some sort of fashion, something out there needs to be fixed, and you got me ready to go out there and fight the battles between good and evil. I will always fight on the side of good. I will never go on the side of evil if I know about it. But something at that magnitude, using aborted baby tissues as flavoring for whatever product out there in the world, and I know that as they read down this list that I've drank some of these or whatever, not with no prior knowledge, because if anybody would have ever told me anything like that, that there was something like that inside it. I remember the very first time I heard about the Food and Drug Administration has a documentation out there that says that there are so many parts per million that could be allowed in certain foods of cricket legs or whatever. I was just flat out disgusted. I didn't want to know that. And the first time somebody told me what hot dogs were made of and how they were made, or sausage or whatever, that prior knowledge made it so hard for me to ever even consider eating those products again.
What about cigarettes?
What about them?
Well, you know that they're absolutely bad for you and they cause cancer. But we're worried about the cancer causing
everything.
Meter on our house, right? People are like, oh, the meter on our house is causing headaches.
Everything causes cancer, Justin.
Yeah,
everything.
Right. So that's what we have to let go of.
There are so many carcinogenics in the air. The rubber off the tires of all the cars going down the road is causing cancer. Your hairspray, your deodorant. There are so many things out there, synthetics, that can be got into your system that your body just can't get rid of.
You get in the shower, you rinse with fluoride, and then you wash with some cancer-causing soaps, and then you rinse off with some more fluoride.
When I was in the Navy, I was exposed to asbestos. I was exposed to soot and fuel oil and aluminum oxide paints and all kinds of stuff.
They still put asbestos in women's tampons. It says it right on the box.
Jeez, man. The toothpaste alone should be a red flag to the world is toxic. Mm-hmm. Doggone it. It says right on the toothpaste that you put in your child's mouth, in case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Center. Really? You know, as a kid, I ate a bit of toothpaste. It didn't make me feel too good. All right, so we know it. We know the world's toxic.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, okay, so here we go. You tell me where we go from here. The world is toxic. We have wars and rumors of wars, plagues, famines, pestilence, of all kinds of different craziness going on in the world, doomsday scenario after doomsday scenario. And I want to take one of two pills, either the red pill or the blue pill. I can take the, I can't remember which one in the Matrix, the red pill and go back to sleep and never even know it even happened, or the blue pill and go deeper into the Matrix and find out what's behind all this scene. So, I'm starting to feel kind of like that guy in the Matrix. That one that said that, you know, the one that stabbed everybody in the back and told the machines, you know, basically where people were and got them whacked. He said, if I do this for you, you put me back in and erase my memory of anything, and I don't know nothing. I'm just there. I started to feel like that guy. Like I want to just go back to sleep and never even consider or think or worry about nothing. Wait, I can remember a time in my life way back before I ever even heard of anybody like Alex Jones or conspiracy theories or any of this kind of stuff there. I can remember those days.
But once, that's what you want. Just get a job and watch TV after work.
No! No, I can't stand watching TV. The TV gets me going towards the internet. And when I get on the internet, that's all news. And I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to sort it. I'm trying to say, what in the heck is going on out here? My best bet would be to shut off Skype, shut down all my YouTube channel, all my doggone website, everything. Get completely up out the internet. Throw my computers out in the burn pile, my TVs out in the burn pile, and just my cell phone and everything, and just not talk to anybody else on this planet ever again in my life, except my local family down in here. That would be the easiest go. Just walk away and never say or do anything. But in the back of my mind, that doggone seed has been planted. If I stand idly by and I don't do nothing, what am I doing to my grandchildren? If this is even remotely real, what am I leaving? If I ain't going to stand up and be the, what's the guy's name back to one of the Minutemen, the people who protect the militia, the... You see what I'm trying to say here? If I'm not going to be a guardian of my children's future, then I'm just basically living the life and leaving behind whatever happens, and that's not my problem, it's my grandchildren's problem. That's what they get to contend with. I don't care, I won't be around anyway. What kind of person could just up and walk away from that? Could you? Knowing that you got a daughter, and could you just leave this the way it stands and walk away?
Well, when we bring a life into the world, we already know that that life is going to die. So we're creating and destroying.
That's not the question. The question is, if you look out into the world, and you see the world in a state of disrepair, could you just walk away and not attempt to do anything or say anything to guide this world into a different version of what you think it should be for your daughter?
Well, if we're in the world right now, and we see everything and we know everything how it is, and we bring that life into this earth, then yeah, we are just standing by.
I didn't bring my child into this earth with the knowledge of what I know now, or for that matter, what at least what I think I know now. I brought my child into this world in a loving marriage that I thought was going to last forever, and that I thought I was going to be a happy father and lived the dream, lived a happy life, you know? Dad raises up his kids to be respectful in the world and goes out into the world and they get married and they have grandchildren and I'm an old man and I get to enjoy my grandchildren. Just live the normal life that everybody out there is trying to do. Everybody's out there trying to do the same exact thing. Had I had any prior knowledge to society deteriorating to this point right now, would I have brought my child into this world? No. Not if I wasn't intending on making this world a better place. So as it stands right now, could you literally get up and walk away and not try to make any bit of difference in this world for your daughter's sake for the future. From this point, could you just walk away?
Walk away from who?
Why are you on the radio show right now? On the Knights of Roundtable? Why even say anything to anybody? Why even try to educate anybody in anything? What's the purpose? Do you want to make this world a better place, or do you just want to just go along to get along?
I want the world to restart. I want it basically to restart just like they're saying on the Georgia Guidestones.
My God! Do you want the population down to 500 million too?
We failed this class, this grade. We failed in every way. Look what we've done to this earth, our children, and everything that you're talking about. We failed. We gotta restart. We didn't graduate. We failed.
The game ain't over yet, Justin.
No, that's right. It ain't over. It keeps repeating and repeating and repeating until we get it right.
Okay, well, if that's the case and we're trying to restart and we're trying to get it right, the game ain't over, so we're in the bottom of the ninth and we have the opportunity to win this game if we could motivate folks in the right direction. And yet we have been bombarded by everything under the freaking sun. Now,
like, who wants New World Order more? Them or you know, are we crying out and pleading?
Well, I don't want no New World.
They took all our bread, our grain from us in Canada. Now it's going to go up to probably like $4.50 for a loaf of bread, meaning that cereal is going to be like $16, $17 a box on $11 minimum wage. How is that even possible? So what they're doing is they're creating havoc. They're going to have the people cry from beg for help.
Who are they, though?
They can remain in control.
Who are they?
The royalty.
The royalty. So why are they royalty? Why would you hold up somebody and even call them royalty? Why would you even call somebody queen or king? You know, if you hold that capstone up, yeah, they're royalty. But if they are treasonous scum, if they are murderers and lying thieves, you call them what they are. The lying thieves that run the United States of America aren't representative of the people of the United States of America. You go around and talk to the average United States of America citizen, and you ask them what they believe in. It has nothing to do with going over bombing the crud out of another country. It has nothing to do with all this craziness that you hear on there. With the exception of the zombies that walk around and they preach all this global warming lie. All these different propagandas that they use to take away people's liberty and manipulate people's minds into believing what they believe. You know, the average Joe isn't like that. The average Joe doesn't even have a clue what's supposedly going on out here in the internet. That's why they look at us cross-eyed whenever we tell them about things, because they don't know. They ain't never even heard this information. But why are we hearing this information? Are we the ones in the battle between good and evil? Are the rest of them out there not? Is this a CIA operation to where they take the most influential people or brilliant minds of the world and they bring them online and they just try to twist and turn their minds to see what they can get them to do? What would provoke somebody to go in and shoot up a school, for Pete's sake? Did it happen or did it not happen? Was the 9/11 towers real or was they not real? You know, the whole entire thing. If you tell somebody who you know is a patriot or a Christian or somebody with goodness in their heart that there's terrible things in the world, what can you do? How far can you push them before they finally crack, before they finally go postal, where you take a normally peace-loving guy and you get him to where he's ready to go out in war with all nations to find the guilty party and slay the dragon, so to speak. You see what I'm saying? If we're being psychologically manipulated into believing that the world is all this, and it ain't, or if it really truly is wars and rumors of wars, plagues and famine and pestilence, and everybody's standing around saying, well, you know, it's just so bad, we can't do nothing about it. Let's kill off half the population of the planet. Let's start all over fresh, you know. Let's keep all the brilliant minds. Who dictates who's the brilliant mind and who ain't the brilliant mind? What about that little autistic child or that little child out there with I can't even remember, Down syndrome. What about that child? Is that child worthy of the new world? You know, I look at in the face of a Down syndrome child in the middle of church yesterday, and I saw in that little girl's face a better human than 98.9% of all humans on this planet. I saw what in that little girl's face, pure innocence and pure love.
That would be with all kids, right? Just because
regardless. Here's a child. Here's a child that most society looks at like, you know, it takes a special person to take care of a special needs child. Not everybody's capable of doing that. And there are people out there, even though they don't say it out loud, they look at that child different because of that child's disability. So,
yeah.
Would that child...
teachers out there that abuse children that are, you know...
Would that child be allowed in the new world, Justin? If we could genetically modify and make the perfect human, would that child be allowed there? And if that child ain't allowed there...
That would be God's choice, right?
No. No. It's us, man. We were put down here, and everybody wants to blame everything. Everything is God's fault. What if God did? You know, if God's so loving, why would He allow these things to go on in this world? He doesn't allow these things to go on in this world. He said, "Thou shalt not kill." He said, "Thou shalt not steal." And they put all these rules down in there. They passed down to Moses, the Ten Commandments. He put them down there. And all the rest of this stuff, all of society, all the deterioration, all of this, the stuff that, you know, the battle between good and evil is things that we allow us, that we just don't, we either don't say nothing about it, we don't do nothing about it, we just go along to get along, and we allow this stuff to go on.
We allow everything. So if you don't want it to go on no more, then walk off the plank, and they will fall.
Well, I think that people who put the Georgia Guidestones ought to lead by example. I think that they, if they want to depopulate the planet, they should start with themselves, their families, their relatives, their friends. They should start with those folks first. Hey, do the honorable thing, and you go and take care of yourself, and we'll start off, and we'll make sure we don't make the same mistakes that the mankind made before. But it don't go down like that. When Bill Gates is talking about depopulating the planet using vaccines, he's not talking about his own family. Do you think he takes the same vaccines that you take? Do you think he eats the same food that you eat? Do you think that he's not in the know of what's good for you and what ain't good for you? The guy's probably got the most money on the doggone planet, and he can afford somebody to do some research to tell you what's healthy and what isn't healthy. The average Joe don't have access to that.
We know that what's healthy and what's not healthy. We can plant our own gardens. We can go hunting on our own. We choose not to. We choose to mindlessly work for the money so we can sit on our ass and watch TV after work and just pay for the KFC to get delivered. We don't work hard enough. There's not enough self-conditioning. I go to my daughter every time she sits down in the chair at the table. I make sure she sits straight. I put my hands on her chest and her back, and I correct her. Every time I see her slouch, I make her sit straight. I'm conditioning her. I make her play her guitar. I make her stretch. I make her read. I make her do those things so that she can be conditioned properly. Same thing with our royalty. Let's take the young Prince George, right? One of the youngest princes. What does that child undergo? The parents don't teach them. they have people teach him, but he's constantly being conditioned. Meticulously.
How do you know that we aren't being conditioned?
Well, we're just sitting in the rat cage stewing, running around, grabbing the piece of cheese when it gets dropped in.
No, man.
Yeah, man.
You might be, but I'm not. I can tell you exactly what's going on in my mind. I've got this moral dilemma going on. I've got this this world conflict going on. I've got the future of my children and the future of all humanity going on. My brain, it doesn't stop. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, my brain is continuously working on solutions and problems and ideas. I didn't get to sleep till probably 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning this morning. Then I got up late this morning.
You should
have
called me.
Huh?
You should have called me because I don't sleep either. I never sleep.
Justin, my point is this, man. I'm not willing to sit idly by and allow this world to be what it is. You know?
So then, what are you going to do? Blow it up? You know, like, you're going to watch. What's going to happen is they control our food. 3 days with no food in our groceries, man, will take care of itself.
You know what happens when the grocery stores go down?
Yeah.
At my
house?
The
next door neighbor's trying to kill you, and the next door neighbor's trying to kill him, and yeah, everybody wants food because they don't know how to go get it themselves.
You know what goes on at my house? When the power goes out, or the grocery store is locked down, or the banks are closed, life goes on, man. I got neighbors who are farmers. I've got trustworthy neighbors in every direction.
But what about New York?
I have a garden outside. I have wildlife that run through here. Streams, fish, water table sitting on. I got my own water system. I don't have to worry about anything. And as far as other folks coming in to try to rob me or kill me, I give them whatever they want when they get here. I don't care. I don't care about death. I'm not concerned for my own personal safety. I don't value life the same way that anybody else out there values life, because this isn't life to me. This is prison. This world that we call ourselves living in, this isn't life. You know? And if they killed me, so what? I've already lived in a life that is so far above what the average Joe has experienced. I haven't missed out on nothing. So death to me is the least of my worries. I'm not paranoid for myself. I'm paranoid for my children, my friends, my mom, my grandchildren, your children, this world in general, the immortal soul of all of mankind. It would be easier for me to hate everyone's guts. It would be easier for me not to have friends, to not to love nobody, to not care about it. If I could give away anything that I had in my entire life, it would be my heart. I would give that away as fast as humanly possible. Anything that would have anything to do with love, I would just give it away because it's painful. It's painful to see people suffering when you got knowledge in your head. Cancer could be cured. We all know that. But does it? No, because, you know, you got to let nature does what nature does. You got to kill some people off in order to depopulate the planet. You got to vaccinate. You got to put the sterilization stuff in people's food so that they don't have babies, so that you can control the population. Who in the hell made them God? Who gave them the authority over you, over me?
But they're not saying that they're going to kill.
They might as well say it. If there's 7 billion people on the planet and they want to bring it down to $500 million, that means somebody got to go.
Well, if I have a heart attack and my girlfriend calls the ambulance, I'm now saved. But in natural perpetual balance, nobody's playing God and I'm not saved. You see, I naturally died off. I have a friend that has his entire intestine is all plastic. He's saved. Somebody played God with him. And he says he wished he just would have passed off. Most people in those situations that are in constant, continuous pain would rather just go. But no, they're worth money. So, they keep them around. Everybody's worth money. As soon as you're born, as soon as you're dead, you're worth money. We're slaves. And they're playing God with us.
I'm not, nor will I ever be a slave. I am not a slave. You can call me a slave. You can call me whatever you want. And I am not, and I will not ever be a slave. I will not conform to what I do not believe in.
Okay, contributor.
I ain't contributing to nothing.
Did you pay tax on those cigarettes?
Did
you pay tax on the food that's in your fridge? Did you pay tax on the fridge? Did you pay tax on your car? Do you pay tax where you live right now? Did you pay tax on your shoes, your underwear? Yes, we are contributing. We're helping their palace stay afloat by contributing.
So, by talking here on the internet, we're paying somebody for power, we're paying somebody for internet service. Well, we're paying, but it, regardless of that, they can call me whatever. I'll use their system against them if I have to. That's all I can say. And as far as your question, would I blow up the world? No. No, I wouldn't blow up the world. No, it's not... It's not what's in my heart to just go out there and be destructive. If I didn't believe in what it is that I believe in, I wouldn't even waste the time doing any of this stuff. Because it's aggravating. It's an ongoing, continuous aggravation that you got to sit there and try to talk to the world some sort of common sense. That, look, hey, we all know that it's not right to be doing this. And as far as cigarettes or coffee or booze or all the different medications that everybody in this world are on, they ain't taking them for nothing. They're taking them because they see something wrong. They're trying to mask the pain, sort of like Pink Floyd talking about being comfortably numb. Now somebody got to get to the bottom of whether this is or isn't real.
There's a lot of people that are just comfortable living this life. They like their 6 weeks of vacation and their 40-hour job that's paying $30 an hour. People like that. For instance, my Uncle Richard, you know, his father retired from John Deere. John Deere got shut down in his time, but he was there for 20 years. He got a nice big check and everything, but he continues the work. But when you have a conversation with him, he knows what's going on. He is completely aware of going on. But he likes his vacation. He likes to go to Holland. He likes to go to Cuba. He likes to do all that stuff. So he's completely aware of what's going on. But why? He's living.
So,
he's happy.
So what if the gate squeaks as long as it functions?
That's right. There you go. Perfect.
You know, I'm like this, man. That squeaky gate aggravates the crap out of me. If somebody's got a can of WD-40, and they can go over there and they can squirt that, and that doggone gate ain't squeaking no more, and we don't have to hear that annoying noise. And my point in this whole entire matter is by networking out to all these different networks out there, we are doing something. We're not complicit in the system because we're speaking out against it. If that is all that we can do is speak out, then we're doing something as opposed to nothing. And not everybody's healthy enough to get up and go out into the world and pick up some trash, but there are those who are healthy enough to get up and go out and pick up some trash. And what we have done to the world That's a joke. We haven't done nothing to this world. We haven't harmed this environment in any form or fashion that nature cannot clean up. Now, will it kill us first? Yeah, it definitely will. We'll poison our water. It'll kill off mankind, and then nature will clean it up as if we were never even here, because we are so insignificant in the grand scheme of things that it's not even remotely funny. Nature doesn't need us, we need nature. And until we can learn how to work in harmony with the nature, we'll keep killing ourselves off. And until we can learn how to work in harmony with one another, we'll keep killing each other off. It's that simple. Nature has nature in control. All these green freaks out there, tree huggers, and all the different environmentalists go out and save the planet and stop the whole climate warming, global change, whatever crazy stuff. They are the most uneducated, ignorant idiocy of this entire planet, because they just don't get it. You ain't tougher than nature. You will never be tougher than nature. God created this world the way that He created it to take care of itself, because He knew that you and I would be sitting here having a conversation such as we are now, because society would deteriorate to this point. If it was all left up to us, then the planet would already be destroyed. We ain't got time to take care of the planet, so we have a master mechanic behind the scenes taking care of the planet. Yeah, we're going to kill ourselves off. We're going to pollute our water. We're going to pollute our lands. We're going to chop down the trees in this area. But guess what? The moment mankind leaves that area, those trees are going to pop right back up. You try not mowing your lawn for a couple weeks. And then try not mowing your lawn for a couple months. Then try not mowing your lawn for a couple years. And you go out there and you're standing in a jungle. That's how nature works. If you ain't using it, nature takes it back.
Well, yeah, look, you put a rock in your front lawn in your garden, leave it there for 20 years and never touch it. That rock will get swallowed. The earth will swallow it.
Yeah. If you go out, I go out metal detecting, you can tell how long a penny's been in the ground by how far down it is. Every year it goes down about another inch.
Yep.
And so, you know, with that said, we got more important things to worry about than saving the environment. Now go out and save the whales. There's a species right there that is being slaughtered. Okay, I can see that. Go out and do that. All right. Go out there and figure out a way to stop the wars and stop the famine that's going on around the world that is totally unnecessary. The earth is 3/4 covered in water, for Pete's sake. Shouldn't be nobody thirsty. We have plenty of land. We got plenty of place to grow food. There are individuals living on thousands of acres of land, while there is another individual wandering the wastelands of the world and living in a cardboard box or a mud hut. Now you talk about the most enlightened society, you know, we bring the population down to a respectable deal and everybody gets around there and gets along. I guarantee you that utopia is going to fall flat on its face. There ain't no way that all these people out here who proclaim to be so brilliant that they can proclaim themselves to be God and decide who lives and who doesn't. You know, there ain't no room in the new world for the Down syndrome child. That child is unhealthy, and it would be our duty to make sure that we go ahead and put that child out of its misery, because it could never live a full and fruitful life. I say BS. I say you don't throw Granny off the cliff. I say you don't throw Grandpa off the cliff. I say that you take care of them like they took care of you when you were little.
Well, what I mean by, like, natural perpetual balance would be no different than the Amish community, and that's exactly what you're saying. But they're not running around, you know, doing surgeries and all that other stuff. They take care of their elderly, and when their elderly pass away in their home, where we should pass away, not in some home, some paid home with nurses that don't take care of you and all that other stuff, that's natural.
You know what the Indian communities do with their elderly? They take care of them. They keep them right there with them. Through the whole process, from birth to death, they take care of their family. Now, there's a lesson to be learned from the Indian community.
And
the Amish community, the same thing. A lesson to be learned from the way that they don't go in for all the technology and all that stuff, but they have survived all these years without everything that all that we're all so accustomed to. And I agree with you, Justin. I agree with you.
That's all I mean by natural perpetual balance. I don't agree with people saying that the Georgia Guidestones is people that they're going to kill humanity. If we stopped all teaching, like our schools, we would, because of our conditioning, like parents are all lazy, right? You look at 90% of the world, they all come home, they sit on the TV, and they tell their kids to go play outside. They don't pay attention to them. So if we're not teaching our kids, and they stop teaching our kids, then there is nobody to play God and fix people.
You know what I would do?
We go back to a natural state. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that, yeah, they should be killing people or anything. No, I'm saying that we need to go back to these natural states like the natives, the Amish, the Mennonite, and et cetera, right?
If I were a crazy individual, the first thing that I would take out for this planet would be the Georgia Guidestones. I'd take them suckers down to bare dust, literally.
So what about
And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because whoever put those together, the brilliant individuals that came together to put those things together and said the population to down to $500 million or 500 million people or whatever the number is on there, they don't have the right, they don't have the authority to even remotely even consider that, because there are 7 billion people on this planet. 7 billion people.
We're at 8 billion now.
Okay, 8 billion. Now we're up to 8 billion. That's even worse, because now you got 8 billion people on this planet. Each and every one of those are an individual. Each and every one of them are a human being. Each and every one of them owns their own life. They get to say whether they come or go, outside of the fact that they're either going to die or not die because of their own choice or natural causes or whatever. But if they want to stay, if they want to live, if they want to be like you and just be free and have life and love and family, they got that right. There's nobody out there who even in thought can say, well, they should go and they should go and they should go and they should not have children. That family should only have one children. That family shouldn't have any children because that family's not even worthy of raising children.
Would you agree that most young couples or most young mothers have children now for a paycheck?
There's a lot of individuals out there that know how to game the system. There's a lot that this world has become so reliant on governments, and it's by design, man. But here's the thing, man. Just like everything else, all good things come to an end. And there will come a day when the paycheck will stop coming because the economies of the world will clash intentionally, you know, crash. It'll come down. And then we'll see all the stuff that we're going to see. And then people will be forced to fend for themselves, you know, and there'll be the whole road warrior society mentality, apocalyptics, everybody running around stealing from each other and killing over food and water and whatever, and we'll see it. It says in the good book, it says, as in the days of Noah, so shall be in the days of the coming Son of Man. All right, well, in there, before Noah, if you go back and you look at all the stories of history of what was going on before Noah, all the different things that society had deteriorated down to where, you know, cats sleeping with dogs and mass hysteria. And so society wasn't nowhere near where it needed to be. It was so bad, so deteriorated that according to the book, that God said, all right, enough's enough, and set the flood out across the land. And then here we go, we're on the second go according to the book, and now we're coming back to the same old cycle down there. When if I was God, when would I say enough is enough? I said, this has got to be the only mistake that I've ever made in my entire existence, was creating mankind and giving them a choice to do or not to do. You see what I'm saying? I don't believe that the creator of this world put us down here to just lay down and give up and conform to the norm and go along just to get along. I believe he put us down here to literally do battle with good and evil. If we just stand idly by and we can't open our mouth, we can't say or speak the truth, if we want to conform to a nanny state like Stoneleaf typed in the chat room down there, if we want to conform to a police state, if we want to give away our freedoms for security, then like they said, you ain't going to get either. I don't see us... I don't see us as weak. I never have seen us as weak. I see us mostly as frustrated because we're trying to get everybody to the same doggone table. We're trying to get everybody to have some common sense. Why does a preacher go out and talk to the congregation? Why even bother? Why even bring people together in a crowd and try to tell them, hey, look, we got this problem. Why even try to fix it? If all hope is lost, if none of what we say or none of what we're going to do is going to make a difference whatsoever, and if we got to live in a world where people literally believe you got to bring the population down to 500 million people after 8 billion, that's not the world I belong in.
It's not bring down. It's maintain humanity under 500 million.
You can't do that, Justin, without taking away. The mathematics just doesn't work. 500 million from 7 or 8 billion, you got to take away. You got to allow people to die off. You got to say, you're not getting that liver transplant. We're not down to our numbers yet.
Which is normal, which is like we were saying with the natives. Does a native store a dead body to transplant that liver later on to another native? No. That's natural perpetual balance. And the rest of the sayings on it are the same sayings that are in the Bible.
Who gets to decide? Seriously, who gets to decide who gets medicine and who don't? Who gets to decide whether nature's taking over or you're going to save somebody? There's going to be a committee somewhere. There's going to be a round table in the United Nations, the one world government. There's going to be somebody who'll say, okay, well, you know, old Fred over there, he's 67 years old, and, you know, he needs a kidney transplant, but, you know, he's already been around for 67 years, but this other one over here is only like 20-some-odd years old, and he's a better worker than old Fred anyway, so let's go ahead and give it to this guy over here instead, and Fred can just naturally go on about his business. Who gets to say that? Who would you entrust with your family's life?
Well, look at it this way. In the world that we live in, the civilization, the class that we live in, the money. The younger guy would be worth more to them. He's a better slave.
The only way a roof can stand up, the only way the capstone can be up there where it is, if the base of the pyramid or the foundation of the house is sturdy. Now, if the foundation of the house, which is the slaves of the world, you and I, as you would say, we're slave from birth to grave. If you and I are in that foundation, and I'm walking out from underneath that foundation because I've had enough. I'm tired of holding it up. And then I say, Justin, look over here, man. I'm over here. You know, you come over there with me. There's two less people under that foundation. And eventually that dang thing starts to tilt a bit. I'm out here trying to pick away at the foundation that is holding up the capstone of the pyramid, which is the evil, the beast that is eating us alive. I'm picking away at it, hoping that enough people will walk out from underneath that foundation and let that beast fall on its butt. That's all I got. So I can't come to everybody's house and educate them on how to do things for themselves. They got the internet. They've got the libraries. They need to use the libraries. They need to use the internet. They need to talk to one another. They need to do something besides talking about taking the world from 8 billion people down to 5 billion people so that the sustainable, the whole sustainable.
You're right. The knowledge is there. If you want it, you can get it. The thing is, if you want it. See, they give us two choices. There's two choices we can go down. We could obtain the knowledge and create the elements from below our feet. Or we can just ride along and work mindlessly and pay for them. If you obtain the knowledge, you gotta work 10 times harder and you gotta be 10 times more self-conditioning. You gotta get up at 6 o'clock, you gotta eat your breakfast, you gotta brush your teeth this way, you gotta put your spoon on the left, you gotta fold your napkin. People like that, we perceive them as OCD, but no, they're progression of people.
Alright, listen to this. People. Listen to this, Justin.
That's the way that we need to be.
Stephen Gibbons typed this in over there to Shaziz Radio chat room there. He typed in, 8 out of 10 people you know would have to die to reach 500 million to be achieved. Now, okay, you've got 10 family members. 8 of them have to go. Who do you pick?
Well, my grandmother is going to die off very soon, so...
Yeah, there's one. You got 7 more to go. Who else?
And, you know, I've had conversations with her, and she says that she's ready to go. My Uncle Ross, he's 76 years old.
There's two,
you know, like, it continues, you know, I got a huge family, so...
Yeah, but see, if they're already elderly, they're already, you know, ready to meet their maker or whatever, that's one thing. But what about those elderly folks who want to continue on? It's their choice.
If they're healthy and if the family's
there... What if they're not healthy? What if they need some medicine in order to be able to make it?
Well, if a native can make the medicine then out of the plants that are around him, then sure.
What if the only medicine they got is from the doctor's office?
Well, the doctor shouldn't exist. A medicine man should exist.
Regardless, we're still at the same...
Man should be using
we're still at the same point. You have to make a decision. Either they go or they don't go. 8 out of 10 of your family got to go.
If I walked out into the road tomorrow... across the road and I got hit, that's what's supposed to be.
But did you sign one of them do not resuscitate documents for society to not take care of you if you get injured?
More than likely yes.
Well, see, I wouldn't do that because I know that the hardship that would fall upon my children and my family would be bad. You know, if I died of natural causes, that's one thing. But if there was some way that they could save me, that I could be there for my family, unless it was such an incident to where I was just so messed up that I wasn't going to be able to, if I was just vegetative state and I wasn't going to be any benefit of the world, I would just want to go on naturally. But if there was some sort of, you know, deal that they could keep me going for my family. You know, there's all kinds of things in to consider there, but regardless of it, in order to bring the population down, 8 out of 10 people of everybody's family on the planet, how many people are willing to give up 8 of their family members? All right, discounting all those who die off naturally, and now we're still down, let's say hypothetically, we got 5 per family that has to go. Who makes the decision of which 5 members? Do we draw a lottery and see who stays and who doesn't stay in order to be the perfect world? This planet could sustain three times to possibly even more the population that it is currently at right now. And everybody on this planet, even if there were 18 to 20 billion people on this planet, could still sustain itself. And when it gets to the point where it cannot no longer sustain itself, then that's where nature takes over. That's where a disease comes in, a plague, and all of a sudden you got thousands of people dying off from the plague. And somehow or another, some of them survive. And society goes on. It's been repeating itself over and over throughout the entire history of mankind.
Of time. See, there's no specifics on the Georgia Guidestones. You're saying eight members, now we're down to five. Okay, well, it's time. See, look, the Georgia Guidestones were placed there 34 years ago. And there still hasn't been, let's say, a mass killing, mass depopulation.
It's not the fact.
Everything's going to happen in time.
It's not the
just
fact.
Just like everybody wants World War III to happen. I'll sit back and relax. If it happens in your time, it happens.
It's
in your
not
time.
The fact that they are going to go out there and they're going to whack everybody. You know, World War One, World War Two, World War Three, whatever. You know, they're going to go out and they're going to depopulate the planet using world wars. You know, okay, you know, we'll make some money and we'll kill off some people at the same time. How can we lose? It's the mere fact that society has deteriorated to such an extent that even good people are contemplating on, you know, we got to save the planet by killing off some people. If you put that in written in stone on there, there's 500 million people. Even if it was 10, 20 years ago, there were still more than a couple billion people on the planet. So somebody out there said, oh, well, you know, the perfect world would be we only have 500 million people. And then guys like Bill Gates coming out there saying, if we do good with population, with vaccines, we can get the population under control. Population, birth control. China, two or one child policy, or whatever it is now. You can have a boy, but you can't have a girl.
We are having kids for recreational purposes.
Who?
Everybody.
What kind of sicko?
Or on drugs or pregnant.
What kind of sicko?
Right now.
What
we should not be having kids. Until that we are fully developed ourselves. We take having kids for granted. Even most kids, look, they promote sex on TV. Britney Spears, she's got nothing on, basically. So now the kids are going and having sex way too early, unprotected, and having children, bringing children into the earth, instead of properly courting and all of that other stuff, and be mature, and having your house, and having things set. Perfectly conditioning so that you have the time to condition your child. Nobody conditions their child. Nobody has time.
You say nobody, Justin. But you do. You talked about trying to teach your daughter good posture. You talked about teaching her guitar and stuff like that. So you're doing it. So somebody's doing it. I raised my children to be good, law-abiding, respectful citizens and be good caretakers of one another. I'm doing it. And I know there's other people out in this world that's doing it. But society has pretty much told us that we're all doomed. You know, the planet's burning up, the polar bears are going to freaking drown, and all this doom and gloom is going on out there in the world. It either is happening or it isn't happening. And if it is happening, if there is doom and gloom in the world, if there is even the shred of hope that I can steer this boat away from the disaster that it's heading towards, then I'm doing what I can. You know? I don't have the money to go out there and feed everybody on this planet. I don't have the resources. But the world as a whole has the resources. The world as a whole could solve all these issues. And this is what it's about. Networking out there in the world, the common sense, the education, the information's there. If you want to know how to work on your car, jump on YouTube. There's people who will show you how to work on your car.
I'll be right back. She says, I gotta go buy out.
The world, in the state that it's in right now, or isn't it for that matter, because you gotta be able to discern what's real, what's not real. The government's doing all kinds of crazy stuff with our money. They're building bunkers. They're doing all these drills and everything. They're preparing over here in the United States for some coming event, whether it be World War III or some impending doom, a rock from space. And the average Joe is clueless of what's going on. And we're sitting around speculating and trying to figure out what's happening. What are they up to? They either are or they ain't. There either is or isn't a God. There either is or isn't a world conspiracy to dominate the entire population and depopulate the world. It either is happening or it isn't happening. But if it is happening, we got to get our act together. Because everyone that I know in the Matrix is going insane. It's just nobody could sit there and see and hear the things that we see and hear on a daily basis without being disturbed. The mere fact that a video pops up on the internet says major food corporations using tissues from aborted babies to manufacture flavor additives, and it gives a long, 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 long list of different companies that supposedly have this in their food. You've heard the conspiracies about cannibalism as far as companies like McDonald's supposedly having this in their food as well. Poison vaccines, poison this, everything's toxic. This entire world is so freaking nuts, it's just crazy. Either this stuff is happening, or somebody's sitting behind the scenes laughing it up while they're listening to us out here in panic mode trying to save the world. Stephen Gibbons says they are depopulating the world by stealth. They're poisoning the air, water, food in ways that they claim plausible deniability. We have to remember who is collecting and telling us that there are 7 billion peeps on the earth. I suspect there are already at a lot less. Having 2 kids is a depopulation. I have said this before on here. You need at least 4 kids for a population to increase. So he's talking about having a bigger family. That's going to be counterproductive to the guidestones. We're going to have to get something going on there, man. You see the ludicrousy of this stuff, people. While we're out here, we're trying to save the world from impending doom. You got the mainstream media's out there talking about Justin Bieber or some local stupidity going on. It's more important to know that the doggone famous football star got busted for drugs than it is that the world is on the edge of impending doom as far as World War III or whatever. What do you do with it? What do you do with all that knowledge? When you sit there and you try to listen in to find out what's going on in the mainstream media and they're sitting there spewing out propaganda, who in the heck wants Hillary Clinton for president? Oh, well, that's going to be so wonderful. We've already had our first black president. Now we're going to have our first lady president. Who knows, tomorrow we might have our next monkey president, whatever. They ain't not a one of them done anything good for anybody in the history of this entire country, this entire world. Not one single politician out there has solved starvation. Not one single politician out there has brought peace upon the land. They continuously do the same doggone thing. Tell you what you want to hear, and then you throw the lever on the voting machine, and you either do elect them or you don't elect them, depending on how bad the election corruption is and whether or not dead people vote or not. It's insane. It is insanity at its best. We got everything we need in this world to have free electricity for every person on this planet. We got everything we need to give water to every single person on this planet. We got everything we need to build a house for every single person on this planet. That means if you got a house full of 10 people, each and every one of them people can have their own house. There is enough to go around. We're never going to run out of oil. We're never going to run out of water. We're never going to run out of food. We're never going to run out of any natural resource out there. The system was designed that way.
Even Bill Nye the Science Guy will tell you that one.
And I can't stand Bill Nye the Science Guy.
He said that himself.
I know, but he's a seller.
He is a seller, you're right.
He sold out society for fame and fortune.
That's just like how I was saying about my uncle. He knows. He's well aware of it. But he likes his 6 to 8 weeks or whatever, how long he gets for his vacation. And his good paychecks. And he likes the numbers that he sees for his retirement pay.
You know what? In every single subject that you can bring up, it doesn't matter what it is. I'll attack one of my own. In the Christian world, the Christian community, those who would profess to be Christians, there are communities, mega churches out there who say, send me money, donate to my cause, help me keep my deal going here, you know? And everybody keeps on sending the money, and they keep getting wealthier, they keep getting richer, the world keeps deteriorating, they ain't accomplished nothing with any one red cent that you've sent out there. They haven't accomplished nothing but fattening up their wallet, painting the side of their house, and driving around in a fancy limousine with a high paid driver.
Yep.
And people just don't get it. The true Christians of the world, the ones that follow the words that the man spoke about, those are the true Christians of the world. You don't go sit in church and call yourself a Christian. You don't do it. If you can't talk the talk and walk the walk, then you ain't a Christian, period. If you can look out there at society and you can see the pastor or the pope or anybody sitting up on a throne wearing gold and jewels while he's telling you, you got to reduce your carbon footprint and you got to make the world a better place and you got to do this and you got to bring everybody together, it all comes down to you got to do it. Why don't you, Mr. Pope, get up off of your throne and go out there and pick up a rake and a shovel and start cleaning house? Why don't you point out the ones who are supposedly molesting the children and have them charged in jail or whatever?
The Pope had a priest apologize too.
Oh yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I destroyed your life, little child. Okay,
yeah.
You know, whatever. That is just so ignorant. I have no respect for the Pope. I have no respect for mega churches. I have no respect for anyone who calls themselves Christians and still spread propaganda and lies to the world. We got to depopulate the planet. We got to do this. We got to save the world by killing off the world. Dude, it's just so aggravating. We got dollar bills, man. We got gold. We got silver. We got everything we need, man. Hey, I gotta go get my big screen plasma TV, and I gotta have my nice looking car, and I gotta have this, and I gotta have that. Everybody's got to have and got to have. And then you drive down the road, you see this homeless man over there. You may or may not give any money to that homeless man because that homeless man may or may not be heading off to get some drugs or some whiskey with that money you just gave him. But where was it? Where was your place to judge? You walked away while you're sitting there with a good McDonald's Big Mac in your mouth, and he's not got nothing. He's got rags on him. You judged him because he looks bad. He might be a drug addict or a drunk, and you wasn't going to give him nothing. How about you drive over there and you give him your sandwich and go buy yourself another one, because you can do that. How about you look on there on that TV and you see a starving babies out there in the world, and you call somebody up who lives over on that side of the world, because guess what? You got access to the World Wide Web and Skype and conversations and chat rooms and social medias. You get somebody in that neighborhood to go over there and verify that there's a problem, and together we, as a nation of the world, we come together and we feed that baby. And we worry about the rest of the crap later. It don't come down like that. We sit around and we talk about it. And we try to motivate people across the world to do something about it. If it's in my neighborhood and I know there's a starving baby, that baby's getting food. And if there ain't nobody to put him in a house, he's coming home with me. That's what people do. That's what humans, that's what humanity is all about. That's what love is all about. You are the caretakers. You are your brother's keeper. And until people get that through their thick head, society is going to continue to deteriorate. And until you start to say to your daughter, "I'm sorry, daughter, I know you like Britney Spears, but she's not very, ladylike. And so we're not going to watch her no more. But hey, there's some other good programming over here." Until you're responsible enough to be the parent instead of the best friend of your child, then society is going to continue to deteriorate. And until you start telling the media out there that you don't like the murder, you don't like all the propaganda, you don't like all the trash, the filth that is coming across your TV set, until you shut down your cable TVs, until you shut down your doggone YouTubes and all the different stuff that's feeding trash into your family, it's going to continue to be that way. Because they're making money off of it. They say so themselves. Even negative press is good press, because it sells advertisement. The folks going out there and dying in the wars, they're dying because you believed. They're dying because they believed. The best, honest, upstanding man in the world who believes in the cause so much that we got to fight for freedom will go over and kill another man in another country under the guise of that freedom. When does it stop? When do you finally say enough's enough, and when do you go follow the money trail back to the ones who are pushing the buttons, telling the black man that he's got to be against the white man because the white man's against the black man? You know what? In the past of this nation, a lot of people made a lot of mistakes and a lot of people were treated poorly. But here we are in the year 2015. Here we are in the here and now. We're all together. There are over 8 billion people on the planet. Now we're here. Now what are we going to do with it? Are we going to start killing each other off in World War III? Are we going to start trashing each other? Are we going to continue to create race wars and civil wars amongst nations? You want to be truly enlightened and you want to bring things under control, then it starts with you. It's going to start with you. It's going to start with common sense saying, "Look, we've got this problem right now. We're going to address what we can address. We're going to work our way towards a solution at the end of this game. And if it fails at the end, at least we made it our best shot." If I were God stepping back looking at this mess, I guarantee you, right now, it would be worse than the first flood. It'd be just an instant poof. This is done. I'm done with it. If the story is true and they're putting cells out of baby fetuses in food, that is the straw that broke the camel's back. I didn't give my consent. I didn't say I wanted that. I didn't have any knowledge of it. Major food corporation uses tissues from aborted babies to manufacture flavored additives. If that story's real, that's bad. If it's not real, it's still bad because some sick individual put it on there to scare the heck out of people.
Artificial blueberry flavoring comes from the anal glands of a beaver.
Well, thanks a lot for that, Justin, because now on my long list of things that I can't no longer eat, now it's blueberries, man.
Well, artificial blueberry flavoring is from the anal glands of a beaver, yes.
Is there any real blueberry flavoring left in this world? If you go into the store, look, I'll tell you what. You want to build a bomb, go to the nearest grocery store. Because in every single grocery store, there are chemistry after chemistry after chemistry, and some of which they say, don't mix this product with that product because you have a violent reaction. So you could go down to the cereal aisle and probably find enough to create a thermonuclear device of epic proportions. I'm just saying, you know. Yeah, people did videos about there's freaking metal flakes in doggone cereal. For Pete's sake. When does it stop? When does this merry-go-round stop? Because I need to get off because it's making me sick. Stone Lee said, World War III is inevitable, so I say get it over with.
That's good. It'll be here when it gets here.
It's not inevitable. None of this is inevitable. All these things that we talk about, they're not written in stone. I don't believe that even the good book itself is written in stone. I believe it was put down there as a warning. As a warning, this is things you should not do because they always end up down in this road right here. Okay, let's just say hypothetically some alien came down here and he watched the history of the world and he said, okay, look, I got to do something because these guys are going to kill themselves. So I'm going to put this book down here and I'm going to put all these common sense things in here and hope that they'll follow this as closely as possible and avoid the future. Maybe they'll enlighten themselves enough to finally join us up here in space as, astrological whatever citizens of the universe or whatever, however it came to be. All right, but either way, it's talking about the first time before Noah that the world went this bad off that finally the man in charge said, okay, enough's enough, bam, he cleaned house. All right, and here we are today, and now we're doing the same doggone thing. And if Pete and Repeat were in a boat and Pete fell out, who'd be left? I'm sick of it. And I know 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have the capabilities, we have the potential to steer this boat away from that direction. We do. And I don't want to hear no defeatist, we can't do it because we ain't going to get everybody to agree kind of thing. We can do it. We can do it. We can do anything we set our minds to if we set our minds to it. It's easy just to lay down and die. I mean, heck, fall on your own sword for Pete's sake and get it over with. It's that easy. You know, it takes a heart to get out there in this world and see the way that it is right now and fight your way through the mess, the muck. You can't walk through a cesspool and come out the other side smelling like a rose. And some people, you know, got other phrases for life, you know. Life to me is like wrestling a cactus. It's painful. But if there's any moral high ground to stand on, if there is an opportunity for me to steer this boat away so that my children and my grandchildren can live in a halfway decent world. When I was growing up, I didn't see all this stuff. I lived in almost a Leave It to Beaver style world. I lived in a world where people said, yes sir, yes ma'am. They opened doors for ladies. They were respectful to one another. And then every once in a while you'd have your occasional rebel hooligan. But even that guy was a nice guy. Even he had a conscience. Nowadays, people don't have a conscience. They don't look at death the way that they did back in the day. our children are sitting around playing first-person shooter games where they're blowing each other away, and then they can sit around and justify it to one another and say, oh, it's okay because it's not real. It's just a video game. Go play Vice City or one of the after videos that come after that where people are running around blowing each other up and just running them up, total freaking chaos. You can get in cars and tech bombs to them, and you can run around sniping each other. They play it online right now. And listen to these little 13, 14, 15-year-old kids on there effing this and effing that and cussing each other out with full-grown men. It happens every day. And it's getting worse. When does it stop between being just a video game to where this guy actually goes out there and reenacts it in real life? Because, hey, is everything so jacked up? What do I got to lose? And those out there who don't believe that there's a God, well, if you don't believe there's a God, then go do whatever you want. There ain't no consequence to nothing. Matter of fact, your life is insignificant. It ain't even worth living. I mean, just do what you do and do it and do it and whatever. When you're gone, you're gone. It's over. And Katie bar the door, let all chaos, the anarchy, total anarchy, everybody party, you know, shoot them if you got them, fire them if you got them, smoke them if you got them. There weren't no governments in the world because that there was not a need, because the Wild West was out shooting each other up and all that kind of stuff, or people were robbing each other. Wasn't no governments for that reason. Governments came around, and now, you know, the government's bigger than the people. And the people ain't happy because the governments ain't doing nothing. Ain't doing nothing right. If there's a commercial on TV with a little baby with flies on his face and tears in his eyes and a big belly because he's hungry, and the governments of the world couldn't solve that, and something's really wrong. Something's really wrong with this world. We can afford $1 million for a bomb. We can afford a couple million dollars for a jet airplane. Hundreds of thousands of dollars for guns and ammunition and bombs and everything to go out there and put somebody back into the Stone Age. But yet we can't go over to a third world country and put clothes on their back. And we send charitable organizations go over there and try to feed these people, and then doggone pirates or whatever come around and steal the food before it ever even gets to its intended target. You take the military might of the world and you walk it in there. And you hand it to the world. If you're going to have a military to defend freedom and democracy, like you call it, then you walk it in there and you hand it to them people. You put a blanket in their hand, you put a shirt on their back, and you put food in their belly. And if anybody stands in the way of you trying to feed those people, then you defend the way that you should be defending, and you stand on the high moral, high ground that you believe you're on right now. If you're going over bombing another country because of oil and resources and all that kind of stuff, and you're standing idly by while somebody's starving in this world, you're not on the moral high ground. You're just as bad as the trash you're supposedly fighting against. You want to talk about a United Nations. If there's a United Nations out there, then you're not doing your job. You take all of your military might, all of your army tanks, and you walk that food in there. You take your big machines and you dig trenches and you put irrigation and you teach these people how to farm so they can feed themselves. That's common sense. Common sense out there in this world is so far and few, it's just disgusting. And we hire these individuals and we allow them to commit crimes that we would normally be buried so far underneath the jail that we'd be speaking Chinese, but they get by with it. The President of the United States is like Teflon, nothing sticks. However whatever he got there, whether you believe him to be there legally or not legally or whatever, he's not doing his job. There ain't none of them. Ain't none of them worthy of representing anyone on this planet. And if there's starving children in this world and they're still driving around in corporate limousines telling you to reduce your carbon footprint, then by God, there's something wrong. Our children are coming out of school, they can't even read a school book. There's something wrong. When a 12 or 13 year old little kid sticks his middle finger up at the elderly just because he can, then there's something wrong. And if there are people going into schools and shooting up children, then there's something wrong. And even if they're not, even if it's all a freaking hoax, there's something wrong, because somebody's out there telling you something in order to manipulate you into doing something. But it all comes down to the basics. The basics of it. Is your neighbor starving? Have you helped him out? Is your child over there overseas starving? Have you fed him? That's why, if I were God, and be thankful that I'm not God. Everyone out there on this planet who even had the remote sense of greed would be followed by a lightning bolt. Everyone out here on this planet who couldn't figure out the common sense of not doing something totally stupid like going out and killing people over a resource that is never going to run out would be followed by a lightning bolt. You would see individuals who would not die. They would just be continuously getting zapped one after another every time they did something too stupid until they got it right. If they walked past a homeless man without giving them something, such as a smile or a dollar or some food, lightning bolt. And then just continuously, I would just continuously zap every single stupid person on this planet until they figured it out. That's why the straw that broke the camel's back. Major food corporation uses tissue from aborted babies to manufacture flavored additives. Is it real or is it not real? If it's real, I want these companies under the jail. If it's not real, I want the individual out there who told the entire world this to get medical help. To go out there and get psychologically cured. Something. If you got a fire going on and you want the fire to go out, the last thing you want to do is run over there and pour more gas on the fire. Been a lot of crazy individuals that thought that they were going to boost up the fire by throwing out some gas and ended up getting hurt pretty bad. We know this. We know that people have done this in the past. And those with common sense, they're not going to repeat that because they saw it. It didn't look like it was very comfortable for that individual. It shouldn't be very comfortable for me. What do we do? What do you think, Justin?
Walk away. Let it go.
Well, I tell you guys, if one day you jump over there to Shaziz Radio and it says 404, server not found, or whatever, and go over to my YouTube and it's just up and gone, then you'll know I've finally reached my pinnacle of all that I can stand. I know that we have potential. We, the people of this world, have potential. Not under some one world government, not under some one world religion, but under just humanity alone, the gifts that we were given by our Creator, whoever you think that may be. We were given everything that we needed to make this world a wonderful place. Some folks are so lazy they can't even take care of themselves. Some folks are not healthy enough to take care of themselves. All of which tells me that there are some things that need to be addressed in this world. Calmly and with wisdom and education, we could steer this world in a different place. But keep in mind that all in the same time while we're trying to build up, the other folks are on the other side trying to tear it down. Now, if I were going to have an end time scenario, I would say, okay, put all the bad guys on this side and all the good guys on this side. And at the count of three, charge. Polish it off. Either evil's going to win or good's going to win, but today this stops. This is the end. It's not that simple. If history's any kind of measurement stick against what the future's going to be, I'll tell you what, it's like Puzzle Barry said, a sad state of affairs, man. We got our work cut out for us. Everybody, you take advice from the preppers and you bunker down. Dig a hole. Build you a solid bunker for the nuclear fallout. Store up years and years of food. And hope for the best. But you know the crazy ironic thing about this, Justin? The ironic thing about this is you know the bad guy's got a bunker. And you know there's a few good guys that's got the bunker. And when all of humanity's wiped completely out, when there's only like a few bands of people left, you come out on the other side, guess what? There's going to be good and there's going to be evil. And guess what? It's all going to start all over again. It's crazy. So maybe your Georgia Guidestones, maybe they got it figured out. Maybe they got the whole plan. My plan is this. Everybody out there start studying everything that they can study. Everybody out there start downloading and storing information as much as they can store. You store whatever you can. You get ready for the very worst case scenario. Because on the path that we're going right now as humanity, what was talked about in the book of Revelations is not only being lived to this point right now, well, it's going to get much, much worse. Everything in that book right there, wars, the rumors of wars, the plagues, the famine, the pestilence, the birds falling out of the sky, fish washing up on the seashore, all of that kind of stuff is going to happen in your lifetime. You're going to get to see it all. Just like the people of World War I got to see the death and destruction and the bodies coming home. Just like the people of World War II, just like the Korean War, the Vietnam War, Iraq, Afghanistan, all the different conflicts that's happened throughout the history of your life alone and your grandfather's life. You're going to see it. You physically, in your lifetime, are going to see the things that your grandfather wouldn't talk about. And we could avoid it. All of us. There are enough of us, we the people out there, to avoid it. There are enough of us to grab a hold of the wheel and steer this boat in a different direction. And it's going to be you shouting it to all four points of the compass. If there's a problem out there, then getting somebody motivated to get in there. You know, when you got a fire in the center of town, you'll see that people will rush in there to try to either watch or try to pitch in or try to save the life. But either way, everybody congregates in there and tries to do something. See what I'm saying, man? Got to get people. You got to get them motivated. The pastors of all the churches out there are falling for the whole United Nations plan. The alliance. The Pope's got all these different denominations of all the different churches coming together, you know. They're all got their plan going on to bring about a one world religion, a one world government, and all this kind of stuff. But these guys out there that's supposed to be the intelligent, the enlightened of the world, their track record sucks. To this date, their track record sucks. There was Vietnam, there was Korea, there was all these different conflicts and all the different wars and all the different craziness and all the different just mess going on in the world. And I'm 49 years old and I can remember seeing this since I was a child, and they still haven't solved the problem. Barry, I think I'm going to have a stroke. Brother?
We need to. Good morning, Bill.
I'm not willing to just give up. I'm not willing to shut up.
Well, how can you shut up? How can we shut up right now? We can't. We're compelled to talk. Every day of our lives, we're compelled to talk. That's all we can do right now, she just says. Honest to God, I mean, what else can we do at this point? We keep talking. Many people are going to listen, and they aren't. The ones that aren't going to listen, since we can't do anything about it, the ones that are going to listen, they're going to listen.
Well, our numbers are growing, Barry. Our numbers are growing, so people are hearing.
I know they are, she says. I watched the numbers. Well, yeah, people are tired of BS that they're getting on mainstream. You see all the people turning away from mainstream now. We see all the crap coming out of mainstream, the lies, which has the perpetual lies. It's just lies after lies after lies. I mean, once people really start to realize what's going on behind the scenes, they have fellowship with a result to get access. And at this point in my life, buddy, I'm still half asleep here. But you know what? There's nothing more important in our lives right now to do than just to talk to people. Because I honestly feel that what's going to happen is going to be you saying, well, Chizinski, we do not share the same opinion when you say to me that the book is not written in stone, because I believe the book is. Now, we can do things to alter some things that are going to happen in the history, but I think the end results are going to be the way through.
Okay.
At this point,
let me tell you where my viewpoint of this idea that it's not completely written in stone, because it was said in there, lest these days be shortened, that these things would come to pass, which opened my mind to the possibilities, unless there was something that we did that this is the way that it was coming down. And so, knowing that our Creator gave us free will, and knowing that the potential of just one individual alone, just the power, that one person could affect the world in the manner that they do. You know, Adolf Hitler, he stood up there in front of a crowd and he got everybody motivated to the point where they believed that they had to do certain things in order to bring about the ends justify the means kind of thing, to bring a different world, a different order. And he wasn't the only one. I mean, there's been many speakers of many nations that have drugged people into wars.
Of course, alter history does not
but
and revolve.
He said, unless these days be shortened. He said, unless these days be shortened. That means to me that unless we change the things in the direction that we're going in, unless we repent, unless we come to the Lord the way that we're supposed to be to begin with, unless we be the caretakers that we have the capability of being, that these things will come to pass. If you could think back to the days of Noah before all this, if they would have came about the wisdom that what they were doing was wrong, and they could have repented and they could have fixed the things amongst each other and before the eyes of God, do you think that God would still flood the world if everybody got it? Maybe, as it stands.
That's a good question, isn't it? Maybe. But the problem is, that God has free will, and he gave the devil incredible power on this planet, and he gave him that power for a reason. And what we're seeing right now is an incredible acceleration of demonic events around the planet, where it's all in the path on Christianity.
No, I believe it.
That's the battle that's going to, well, we are seeing it. It's so obvious and so in our face. I mean, you can turn on mainstream media and they'll report on the process, the persecution of Christians around the planet. It is a fact that we are being persecuted as individuals. Why is that? Well, that was talked about in the book. It was talked about in great length about this particular time in history, where we as a particular religion are going to be persecuted,
yep.
That we'll be beheaded, that we will be killed. We can see the next time you stand up for what you believe, or you don't, and you're willing to die for that. And that's the decision that everybody has to make in their life.
Well, the difference between my God and the God that some of those folks out there believe in is I'm not going to kill for my salvation. I'm not going to kill for me to go to heaven. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die as my version of what I believe Christianity to be. I'm going to die because I'm going to proclaim to be a Christian in the face of death and before all evil. There's nothing they can do to me to hurt me, to torture me, or whatever that's going to get me to deny my Christ. I'm going to do it. And if it hurts, it hurts, then I'm just going to hurt.
Well, yeah, what's more important in your life? I mean, what is more important is my life. There's nothing more important right now than my relationship with Jesus Christ. That being said, what we're seeing right now is all of the attack around the world on moral values.
Yep.
Not necessarily just what the Christian values are saying, but all moral values, whether it be Mormon, whether it be any kind of moral value that's being attacked around the planet, it's being turned upside down. And this is happening right now at an incredible accelerated rate. So we have to sit back and ask yourself, what is really going on? I believe right now we're in a precipice time in history where there is going to be some kind of monument that happens. I don't know what it is, but I know that a lot of us feel it, a lot of us are in apprehension. As you said earlier, some days I get up and if don't say a prayer in the morning for strength, I would just walk away from everything that's going on around me, because if mentally it will tear you apart emotionally, it will tear you apart mentally when you focus on what is going on in our world. The only way I work around that, I tell you, is a peace inside, because if I didn't have that right now, I think I would feel absolutely the same. I would, because why? The world can't see what's going on around them. I understand it. It's so in our face.
Yeah.
Yet we still do nothing about it. People don't realize that their future right now is at stake. Very, very much so. Go ahead.
When I sleep, I dream from the time that I go to sleep till the time I get up in the morning. It's as if I step completely out of my body and I go through time and space itself, and I'm literally standing in another world. And I watch the history of this world unfolding before my very eyes. I'm standing there. I can feel the fire. I can smell the smoke. I can hear the screams and the craziness going on. I can see exactly where this world is heading. I can see it. I can feel it. I can literally feel pain. I can feel and smell everything in my dreams. And I've had these dreams for so many years, way back in the mid-80s. I see these things every single night without fail. I go into this other dimension of this other world, this vision, this dream or whatever. I'm there. And so when I wake up in the morning, I got a renewed cause. I'm like trying to tell the world, look, doggone it, you don't want to go here. I have literally stood in hell. I have stood there. I have literally stood in heaven in these dreams, these visions, whatever you want to call them. I have seen what it means to be literally in hell. And it is not anything like the TV puts it on there to be. You got the visual of the whole lake of fire thing, you know. Everybody, all these souls down there burning in the lake of fire. It's not like that. There ain't nobody standing there next to you. There's nobody there to suffer with you. As if you're in pain, they're in pain. At least you're together. It is total separation, total nothing but you and your thoughts in total darkness. It is the worst possible feeling that a human being, we are by nature creatures that love to be talking to people, love to be socializing. We are social creatures by nature. It is a total separation from everything that is on the opposite side, which being God and love. There are no human words to physically explain that feeling and the sadness that you have when you have nobody to reach out to. When you have absolutely nobody to suffer alongside of. There are no human words. There's no phrase that you could formulate to put together to explain the true meaning of what hell is. Out here in this world with all the guns going off and the craziness and the pain and the experience of life, You can have somebody who will show you sympathy. You can have somebody who will show you hatred. But at least you're feeling, no matter what. So there's some kids out there that want attention so bad, they don't care whether they get it via love or they get it via a spanking. But they just got that. They got to have that connection with another human being. In hell, there is no connection. It's just you and your own thoughts. And your own reality and your own despair. You can't even reach out and call or anybody, ask anybody, talk to nobody. You're talking. Nobody's hearing. You're there. And on the total opposite spectrum, I literally stood there in heaven right next to God. Now, dreams, visions, crazy man, whatever you want to call it, but there are no human words, no phrase strong enough or powerful enough to explain the love that is in that heaven. The man that we call God, or the entity that we call God, the purity of the love, if you wanted to say anything bad, if you wanted to do anything bad, you couldn't in that presence. And the feeling that you got of total peace and total safe harmony of... it's there's no words. And then in the midst of all that stuff right there, after standing in hell and experiencing that, and standing in heaven and experiencing that, and then going back down into this world, this reality, this other dimension where I'm standing there amongst, and I'm standing in the midst of a street and I'm holding on to a baby. And this baby's crying while there's the bombs and guns and screaming and blood and fire and the smell of death in the air. And I'm sitting here holding on to this baby and I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? How do I tell everybody where the heck this world is heading? How do I get people to stop this before it ever even happens? And I go out there night after night after night and I relive the same dang thing every single night. And I get on the doggone radio and I start telling everybody, you know, there's a better way. We can make this world a better place. We can get our friends to get their friends and we can network together. And we can take this foundation out from underneath the capstone of the pyramid of the governments of the world. And we the people can do the right thing for once. In hopes that that vision or that dream never comes to pass. Now maybe it's written in stone in the Bible. Maybe it's going to come to pass. Maybe that's that. That's all there is to it. But in my heart and my mind, I can't sit idly by and just allow things to go the way that they're going and not open my mouth. If there's a way that we can change the Father's mind, if there's a way that we can bring humanity to the table before the disaster, I'm telling you folks, I may be crazy, but if that dream ever comes to pass, there is not one living soul on this planet who's not going to be affected by it. And I know a lot of good people in this world that I don't want to see go through that kind of deal. It talks about in there that in the last days that people would beg for death, but death would elude them. You're not even going to have the option to get out. I'm saying, find your way. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, you know what it says about the end times. Well, you know what it says about the end times in here is pretty traumatic. I know a lot of people out there haven't read exactly what a relationship the book is, particularly the time in history, but what I find so uncanny about Revelation is how all of the pieces in Revelation flip over a long period of time, like different people in different parts of the world with no form of communication, all point in great detail to this particular time in history that we're in right now. If you take the accumulation of predictions in Revelation, it is beyond uncanny. It is absolutely amazing how important it takes to think exactly what's going on in society today. And that's, you know, for me, to live for many, many years, I doubted Christianity. I was raised in a Baptist church. I was raised under Christian doctrine, and I looked at it all my life, and I went away from it, and I went away, and I went away, but I kept all through my life looking at Revelation and looking what it was saying about particular times in human history. And that is really what brought me off the fence and made me determine in my own mind and heart that what I was reading was true and real, and that all I can do now at this particular point in my life is tell people what I feel is true and real. What people do and what people take and what people accept, that's up to them. There's going to be millions of people that don't listen. There's going to be millions of people that go astray. We can't do anything about that. All we can do is talk, and some people will listen, some people will open their hearts to what we say.
Well, and if all I can do,
that's all I can do, brother.
If all I can do is live my life and lead by example and hopefully bring somebody else closer to the Lord, then that's all I can do, man, because one man can't do this alone.
Exactly what I'm saying. No, we can't. We're up against, like I said, we're a very, very, very monumental time in this history. I honestly believe that. I feel every day, my thoughts every day are for the millions and millions of people on this planet that are going to be completely blindsided by these events when they unfold. It's like the Bible says, there's going to be gnashing and grinding of teeth. And I believe that's coming. Like the ocean says, it says the oceans will roar. The oceans will swallow up the land. When we look at all these things, possibly geologically right now, we look at events around this planet that could absolutely shake the whole surface of the Earth. And we seem to be in that particular time. It's all for at least with what's going on right now.
Yeah.
It really does. So I'm at peace with this. I mean, I can't do anything about history. I can't do anything about what's happened in the past. I can do something about where I'm at right now by sharing my thoughts and feelings with people, but I don't believe I have control over what's coming in the future. I believe that I can maybe influence a few people in my life, and I believe that we are right now. I believe that you influence people every day of your life. Really, that's all I feel I can do at this point in my life, buddy.
Well, my thing is this, brother. I'm secure in my own salvation. I believe the promise of the Lord that, you know, I personally will be all right. But I'm not at peace because I got love in my heart it is too big. I would give it all the way in an instant if I could, because it's too much burden to bear. But if there's even a remote chance, to make this world a better place or to bring people to the Lord before it's all too late, you know, I'm there.
We're doing it right now, buddy. We're doing it right now. This is really all we can do. We sit here, we can open our hearts to people and share a thought. And like I mentioned, don't ever play yourself short, because every day I believe that someone goes there and opens their heart. I believe that. So, I do not honestly in my heart believe we can control what's coming in the future. I believe we can change people around us. I believe that we can influence people around us and show them a better way. I believe what you're doing with career energy, what we're doing with everything we're doing to try and correct the problems that the world is seeing is a great thing. But as far as the future goes, I believe that event's whole.
It says there in the last days that the old men, the young men would dream dreams and the old men would prophesy. And
yep.
Man, if we're not seeing it, then this video just got me. It's just got me on my ear, and I'll read the title out one last time. Major food corporation uses tissues from aborted baby to manufacture flavor additives, and there's a long, super long list of all kinds of products that this is supposedly in, including makeup, food, and so on and so forth. If it is true, then the people in charge need to be under the jail. If it is not true, then the individual putting it out there in the world needs to go seek some psychological help, because when guys like me finally come over and see this kind of stuff on there, that's the straw that broke the camel's back, brother. Come on, I've had a soda before.
I was aware of these reports about a year and a half ago. Now, how do we get to the actual hard or fact? That's what we really need to do. Like I said, I read reports on this about, well, I think it was over a year ago, I was starting to read reports on this. Now, how do we get to the bottom of this? How do we make the public aware of this? I think the public in the United States of America, the mainstream media announces the world that these companies are putting these aborted machines out in our drinks and our food. What do you think would happen in a
Well, I'll tell you one thing's for sure, brother.
Let's get to the bottom of it.
I put this comment on there, and I'll tell you right now, this right here, I said, how do you verify and prove this to be true? If this is true, number one, it is beyond disgusting, and number two, these companies and all involved need to be so far under the jail that they will never see the light of day. This world is so jacked up, I don't know what to believe or who to trust anymore. Prove this to me, and I will make sure that not a single soul on this planet is unaware of it. And I'll tell you what, I guarantee you, if I come down to the information and I can verify it and it is 100% true, I'll get out there in my mad science laboratory and I'll tap into this earth and all the caves and all the piezoelectrics and acoustics, and I'll make the biggest, baddest bass cannon in the history of time, and I'll shout it out to the world where ain't nobody can not hear it.
Well, I'd be standing right beside you, brother, if we could prove something like this, if it could be proved, we have a shadow of a doubt, and was made viral, I think you'd see a little ripple go through society. I mean, I don't put it past these people to do this, and really, really sit back and look what these people are capable of. I mean, I've read all kinds of reports about child sacrifice. I think I've read reports on Bohemian Grove. I've studied that issue. I've studied what these people are all about. And to me, it would fall right into what they're capable of doing. They might be doing this just as a joke. Hey, look, put this in there, let them drink it. And these people are satanic. Okay? The people that are running these corporations are satanic beings. I don't care how you describe them. That's what I describe them. They are evil beyond evil. And I don't put it past them. So let's get to the bottom of it. Let's find out.
And that's exactly what needs to be done. That's exactly what needs to be done. We need researchers out there on top of this and going in every direction, verifying or debunking, whichever, however, to get the truth of the matter down, because we can't get it from the mainstream media. And at this point, we really can't even get it from the alternative media, because there's so much lies and propaganda and stuff going on in all different directions. There's an information war out there. You know, Infowars.com, that's their key phrase. There's an info war for your mind, you know, and there really is. There's propaganda out there to get people to hate each other because of their color, their race, their religion, everything under the sun. Where's the propaganda out there to get us to start loving one another and being caretakers like we were meant to be? I guess we're that propaganda, ain't we?
You are. You're going to hear it here. You're not going to hear it on the internet, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm sorry to vent, brother, but it's just, come on, man.
You know what, then we're not even going to touch on what injecting another human being DNA into your body does to your body. We won't even talk about that shit, because when I was made aware of these reports that you talked about, I read some other reports on what that can actually do to the human DNA. And it's not a pretty thing at all. I mean, it's all over the path of us, guys. All over the path. Well, not with now what they're going to bring forced vaccinations into the United States of America. Come on. How far have we gone to this?
Everybody out there self-medicating in some form or fashion, all right? Everybody's out there either on caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, drugs, or Prozac, or Ritalin, or Luvox, or some sort of psychedelics, or mushrooms, or whatever under the sun. Everyone out there has some sort of vice that they're using to cope with life in general. Just the basics of life. And if people out there can't visually see that we are literally living in the biblical version of the apocalypse, the end times, or whatever you want to call it, then they're blind. I mean, people every day come up and tell me about this guy's got cancer, this guy's got liver problems, this guy's sick, that guy's sick. You walk in Walmart anytime, day or night, and you look at the people and you can tell they're not healthy. And there is a definite, in-our-face urgency to change this. What do we do, Barry?
I know.
I'm
realistic about what I see. If you ask somebody in the grocery store what's on their mind, they'll tell you that Montreal beat Ottawa last night in the Stanley Cup playoff, or that Andrew Hernandez has just been sentenced to life prison for killing his wife, the football player. I mean, this is what you'll hear in conversation. People still aren't sharing conversations the way they should, and that's something we have to get around. But I do see a paradigm shift in our society. I do see people actually now sitting down and having conversations. I'm the finisher of education, and then it's like I go up there to do a flea market 2 or 3 times a year, 4 times a year. I set up and sell my antiques. But anyway, I had conversations with numerous finished people yesterday, and everyone that I started a conversation with was really at this point aware
at this point, we really have to put our foot to the metal, because I don't think, honestly, Shazam, that we have a lot of time left to make monumental changes if we're going to ward this off.
Time
is getting short. We see what they're doing by the government. We see the attack. We see the police state absolutely ramping its crazy head up in America.
I agree with you.
UN troops in America. I mean, everything is falling into place right now. If people don't stand up to it, going to hit the fan, and what it matters is, people really have to understand that when martial law is declared in the United States of America, and it's not far away, that all your rights and all your freedoms are instantly stripped. Totally. You have no voice left. It's gone. Anything that you ever thought was in the Constitution is gone. And that's what we have to take into consideration to this when this hammer comes down. There ain't going to be a chance to turn back. It's going to be it. It's done. It's a done deal.
Yep.
And that's what I hope you're playing.
My brother, we're in this together. We're down to the wire here. But here's the thing, guys. This particular Knights of the Round Table is 137. I got probably 40 some odd that I need to upload from the past, all the way back from whenever we were on TNS radio and worked our way to MSI and then finally eventually came over to here or whatever. There's 137 Knights of the Round Table. Go out there and listen to one of these podcasts out there and find one out of all these deals that says what you need people to hear out there, and copy it to a CD or something, and just pass them out to your friends and your family or whatever, to give them there's some sort of hope, there's some sort of something that we can do about something, you know? If they benefit anybody in any form or fashion, then none of this was a waste of time. If you go back and you listen to all the Knights of the Round Table, there are brilliant individuals that came on board. We talked about free energy. We talked about alternative medicines. We talked about everything under the sun, you know. And these are just a small group of individuals of all the population of the world from all different nations that came together to sit down at the table to try to seek solutions to problems in this world and to try to make a difference. Go out there, download some of these, put them on your websites, share them with your friends or something like that. Make multiple copies of them out there. If you can find a way to make $1 million off of just letting people hear or whatever, just, I don't care, just get the message out there. You know? That's what it's all about. I ain't looking to get rich out of this deal, and I'm not looking to get famous out of this deal. If I was, I failed in all forms of it. The only thing I want is for whatever that I saw in those dreams to not come to pass. And if it does come to pass, then I don't want my grandchildren having to go through that kind of stuff. In my mind, there's a real urgency. Maybe none of it's real. I don't know. All I do know is that if it is, we got a problem, and we need to fix it. And my version of how to fix it is for everybody to get right with the Lord and work our way from there to bring some sort of moral standards back to society and start being caretakers to one another, to start doing the right thing. Like back in the old days, they used to open doors for ladies. They used to say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. They'd watch their language around the children. And nowadays, that smut goes like a giant sewer pipe right into your house, right into your child's brain. It goes into your child's schools. The poison's into your foods and your child's food. You can't pick up a label without finding a chemistry set. You can't look at your doggone children's toothpaste without knowing it. It says right there in your face, if accidentally ingested, call poison control. There's something wrong with society, folks. And the only ones who down here can do anything about it is us. The only ones who can do everything about everything all in one shot is God. And it's on His time. But in the meantime, we got to live down here with one another. If we're going to spend our time killing and arguing amongst each other, that's not the world I want to live in. What about you, brother?
Unfortunately, it's the world we're in.
Yeah.
And like you said, unless we see a monumental shift in people's morality on this planet, I believe that the human race is doomed. We're on that path right now.
Yeah.
We have to see a monumental shift away from the evil that we see perpetrating around this planet right now in all aspects of life. All attacks on our health and our freedom have to be satisfied.
Yep.
And until we do that, until we can actually start thinking like real people again, we get some of these chemicals out of our brain, and that we're not dumbed down, and we can actually see things for what they are, society is doomed. Well, I don't want to say that. Take it for what you want, but that's where I see us going. Yeah. Where have we taken ourselves in the last 100 years? What have we done to this planet in the last 100 years?
The Lord said,
of the Industrial Revolution, since the start of the Rothschild, we have virtually destroyed this incredible creation. In what, 100 years, folks? In 100 years, we've done more damage to this planet than the last 50,000 years combined.
The Lord said, lest these days be shortened.
What we're doing.
Lest these days be shortened, yeah, these things will come to pass. Brother, we got to go, but thanks very much for joining me here. It's an honor and a pleasure every time you show up. And Justin, thank you the same. Thanks to all the Knights of the Round Table, both past and present and future Knights of the Round Table, because this mission that we're on, you know, go over there and look at the podcast page and just read what's said on there. Listen to the podcast. Listen to the words of wisdom coming from people from all nations out there. And just try, if nothing else, just try to comfort one another and send the positive ripples out into the pond, because we're up against a battle of epic proportions. There is a battle between good and evil going on. So with that said, I'll say peace and love to everybody. Take care.
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're Knights of the Round Table. We dance where we're able. We do routines to call the scenes, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're Knights of the Round Table. Our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What? I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet!
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet! I order you to be quiet!
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Terrible. All rise for the king to save the terrible and the knights of the round.